Blog Talk Radio.
Drum, please.
Bring it.
On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor pro, I know you know.
I go psycho when my new joint hits. Just can't sit.
Appreciate it, Mr. Will. Back in the air with another episode of Death of Dying. Thank you very much for joining me. If you're doing so live, I appreciate that very much. If you're doing so via MP3 download or any other format, I appreciate that. We'll put Mr. Wood here. He always kind enough to stop by and bring me on into the show. Appreciate that. So had to check in here real quick and quick little hitter tonight. And checking in and just asking you a simple question. Do you like your workout? Or do you like working out, period? So I'm working out at the old Recplex the other day. Huge gym, lots of guys. I've gotten to know some of them. And we'll talk about a variety of things. Working out, health, food, energy level, stuff like that. All the important things when it comes to working out and actually improving. And you know, I've got a simple con to keep in mind. And the reality is, if it's not making you better, it's really not worth doing. And if not making you better, and instead it's making you worse, in other words, you're tired, maybe you get sick more often. These are symptoms of things that shouldn't be happening, by the way. But if these things are the types of things that are happening, you dragging yourself in to do your next workout. Well, guess what? Yeah, that's not good. That's not so good. See, we're working out. We're not going and putting in all this effort in order to make ourselves worse. For one thing, who wants to do that much work and to end up with worse results, the bad results, period? Who wants that? And so the reality becomes, what do I need to do in order to actually like my workout? You know, I've asked people, you know, places that I go to, the gym, at work, stuff like that, people that I'm talking to, I ask a simple question. Do you like your workout? And, you know, I have yet to have a person tell me they like their workout. Now, you see these people going to the gym. Some of them are paying good money. The place I go, you know, if you get a family membership, it's, I don't know, it's $100 unless you have some, you know, I get a corporate discount. I get a 25% corporate discount. There's no reason I have that the level of membership that I have. I mean, I have access to this entire facility. It's huge. It's one of the largest in North America. And it's got the membership and a dollar amount to prove it. And so, you know, if you're going there and you're paying money to go there, and I'm seeing you there regularly, and you don't want to be there, this is the thing that I don't get. When working out become this thing, A, we don't like to do it, and B, it binds us to powder. I mean, what must our motives do? What is the thing that is driving us to go into this place and do all this work that we have paid to do, and yet we don't want to be there? But we know we should. It makes us healthy. And here's the thing. Here I am. Let's start out with you guys. I don't know the area as well as I know some of the other ones, but we're all kind of working out in the same area, so we're having a chat. We're done with our stuff, and we're getting, because when we went in on Monday and worked out, we killed. We got after it. But, you know, good week. Didn't work out all weekend. Either Friday or Thursday of last week that we... And so I'm asking guys, how often do you work out? And I said, well, every day, or at least Monday through Friday. And I said, well, aren't you ever tired of coming in? I said, yeah, in fact, you know, we have to do something because we're just done. I mean, we're burnt out. A lot of times it's the same stuff. We're coming in, doing things, and there's one guy that leads them on. And, you know, he's got to be in his mid-50s, and he's in great shape. And they do this stuff together, but they do so many sets and so many reps, and you can see them. They're just dragging. And then they come back in, and they do it the next day. And they said, man, you know, I was just dragging. It was miserable. You know, and I know I'm supposed to be in here, and I'm looking at it, and I said, let me get this straight. good to be here. I know that because I pay good money to be here. And yet, you're miserable. You're not happy with what you're doing. And you have no energy. They said, yeah, that about sums up. I said, why would you do that? And it started to dawn on them. It was, do you like what you're doing? No. Then do something else. Why is that simple? I'm not criticizing these guys because this is the norm of what I find when I talk to people about it. Talk to another guy. You know, doc said, hey, you're going to lose some weight, 25, 30 pounds. So he loses 25 pounds. And, I'd kind of like to lose a little bit more. And he had the room. And he's not like obese or anything, but, you know, has the belly, wants to firm up a little bit. These are his goals. So this is what he's telling me. And he goes, I get on the treadmill, and I just hate being on the treadmill 30 minutes a day. It's like, oh, and he goes, then I'm so sore the next day. And I said, why do you do that? And he goes, I've got to lose the weight. You got to exercise. You got to eat. I said, what are you eating? You know, he essentially described things like you would want to eat, you know, cardboard and, you know, the stuff that you really don't want to eat. And so here you are. You put away your coffee, put away your chocolate. You put away your chips. You put all that stuff away so you can lose some weight, and you're successful in losing weight. But you're miserable because, number one, not eating enough calories anyway. He said, I've eaten more salad in 4 months than I have in 54 years. And all I could do was laugh. And you know, I know the feeling. Been there. I've had so many supplements in my lifetime. I followed so many diets in my lifetime. I am 41. I'll be 42 in August. I've overtrained on just about every bodybuilding magazine, weightlifting magazine, program after program. I've paid good money. I've learned a lot over 25 years of doing this. The thing is a lot of this stuff that we're doing is wrong. And in common sense, kind of wrong stuff. I mean, we know better, but, you know, somebody said that you have to do things, and so we do them. And we just grind ourselves to powder. And I said, well, why not? I asked him, what kind of stuff do you like to do? And if I do this, I like to do that. I was like, well, then do that. He goes, well, do I have to do more than that? Well, sure. Do I have to go on the treadmill? I want to. I go for a walk outside. I mean, it's getting nicer now. It was 75 here on Friday. Today, we're getting snow. So walking outside today, probably not. But for the most part, you know, walk around outside. Go find a place you want to go and walk there. Somebody said you got to walk on a treadmill to be healthy. But see, folks, here's the thing. If you work out, then you need to give yourself a little more rest. So there's this balance that we have to strike. And so here's some of the advice that I told them. I said, number one, I use a lot of multi-muscle movements, so I don't have to do it so long. Because I like my workout shorter. And it doesn't mean I'm just banging out things. Actually rest. The harder I work, the more I rest. And so then when I get on a treadmill, when I do, and I don't get on one very often, I do intervals. I run at 50% for a minute and a half. And then I walk, you know, I walk at 3 miles an hour for a minute and a half. I do that 5-6 times. So, you know, 15 minutes or so. And I'll get a mile and a half in, 2 miles, something like that. Mile and a half, mile and three quarters. And, you know, it's good. I'm sweating. I feel good. Now, let me, because this, here's another one of those kind of no questions. Do you ever feel good after you work out? Do you ever feel good the next day? Because if that's not happening, then we need to make an adjustment. And this is what death is about. I don't know why people's mindsets of work out are these things where you grind yourself to powder, you overtrain, you're miserable, you loathe the fact that you're going to have to go and do that. I don't know why that's a reality. I don't know where that came from. Now, imagine the thought process that you actually enjoy what you're doing. Imagine not picking up a weight and working out. That can happen. I've recorded. It's been a busy day. I worked. I grabbed the kids. Came home. I'm recording. I've recorded three of the four workouts that are going on the exercise regimen that's getting to go on the website, and that'll be up there in the next day or two. The only reason I don't have it at all done and up tonight is I just ran out of gigabytes on the camera, and so I had to take time to come in, load everything up on the computer, and then dump a bunch of stuff. And so, you know, then people are coming home and, you know, and it's too busy. So I said, well, you guys stay out there. I'll do a radio show and then I'll finish up tomorrow, get everything out. And so tomorrow we work, grab the kids, work out, come home, finish that, put that up. You know, but it's awesome. It's great. I want to do that. There's no part of that that makes me go, ugh, man, this stinks. I don't want to have to do that. This is all stuff I want to do. And so now imagine, here you are, you're looking at your workout, and you go, yeah, I can't wait to do that. Or, I don't want to, what your thing is, I don't weights. Some core, I want to, you know, I want, you know, maybe some buns of steel or something. And, you know, I'd kind of like to, maybe, I don't want flabby arms. And, you know, but I don't want to be big like a bodybuilder, and I have no need to be a powerlifter. And so do I lift weights? Do I need to lift weights? The answer is no. You can if you want to. You can achieve all those things. The thing is that put stress on the body. How we do it is pretty hard. I mean, those muscles have to work, but you don't have to be laying on a bench. You don't have to be, you know, walking or standing or running on a treadmill. We have lots of different ways we can do this. In fact, you don't ever have to run or walk or whatever. We can do a circuit kind of a thing where we can string a whole bunch of exercises together that don't involve a machine. They don't even involve a gym. In fact, one of the things that I'm working on right now, the three videos that I did tonight and the one more that I'll do tomorrow, I'm doing it like kind of in a combination of my front room, dining room. And I moved one chair to the side a bit so that I'd have just enough room to stretch out. And, you know, you see me struggling with the space a little bit in videos. And so the reality is, you know, some of us don't even have the desire to go to a gym and pay a membership. Well, the only thing I used, here's all I had for today. I had a weight band or an exercise band, just a stretchy thing, no handles on it, nothing fancy at all. In fact, I used it for shoulder rehab when I just had a, you know, overuse injury in my shoulder, and I still use it. But you can use it for other stuff too, and I do that. And I got a pair of 8-pound dumbbells, and a pair of 20-pound dumbbells. That's all I'm using for everything that I'm doing, and I'm working every muscle in the body. And you know, I have this option to subscribe to stuff on the website, and every few days I'll send you some different exercises. And then you can, you know, if you're doing a workout and you go, I don't really need these, you can take a look at these and go, oh, I kind of like this one. I think I'll do that. That's the idea. And then what I do is I take these different exercises and I put them into a routine that you might actually want to do. And these are only 10 minutes long, 15 minutes long. Now, the video is 10, 15 minutes long. You're working out to me. I'm just explaining how you would do it so you don't get injured and so that it actually does you the most good. But if you don't want to do a certain exercise or if you don't want it the way I'm showing you, I actually show you other ways to do it so you can actually like the exercise. What a concept. Something that you actually like to do. And he was saying, well, you can get results doing that? I said, yeah. I said, hold on a second. This idea of no pain, no gain? Yeah, get rid of that. That's garbage. Because we don't have to do that. We're not professional athletes. That's a professional athlete, professional bodybuilder, professional football player. They have to have that because they are the best of the best at what they do. They're the best 1,000 or so football players on the planet. They're the best, you know, 400 football players on the planet. Yes, they have to push themselves to a degree you and I never will. I'm 41, going to be 42. Why do I need to be that sore? I got to get up and go to work. I got stuff I do. I got work around the house I got to do. I don't have this exorbitant income where I can pay other people to do it, and I can just focus on training and focus on the game. I don't have that ability either. And I said, okay, so here's what you do. Here's what you need to do. Get on the treadmill if that's where you want to be. And he goes, I don't mind the treadmill. I hate the soreness. Okay, perfect. Get on the treadmill, and for that first minute, run at 50%. Whatever that is for you, you should be able to hold a conversation. We're not talking about killing each other here. And after that minute, slow it down to 3 miles an hour and walk. Or 2.5. And just walk. And then after that minute's up, do it again. Do it 4 or 5 times. It'll take you 8-10 minutes and you'll be done. That's it? I said, yes, that's it. He said, but why? And I said, because we're trying to find out what it takes to work you, not kill you. See, guys, we don't need to be sore. What has happened over the 14 months of working with my son? Now, understand this. This is where the rest, and this is where we have this balance. There are times where we go in where we do a medium kind of effort workout. There's times where we go in, we do a maximum level effort workout. There's times where we go in, we do this really minimal. We're not in there very long. You know, we leave. You know, if we're doing a heavier weight, like 80, 90 pound dumbbell presses on the incline or something, then what we'll do is back it, you know, we won't do all the reps that we can. We go to failure. We'll leave 2 in the tank. That's what we call it. We'll leave 2 in the tank. And then what that does is it gives me, you know, I really should, you know, I took a day or two off and I really should be able to work out again, but I'm not, it's just not right today. You know, it's not enough. So we go in, okay, we'll do a little bit, then we'll stop. And we'll take 2 more days. Like, you take much time off? Yes. Why? Because the body gets stronger in recovery. And if it doesn't recover, then what do you have? You're working out a sore muscle that hasn't recovered. That's no benefit. You go back in and work out when that muscle's had a chance to recover. And over a period of time, the amount of time between workouts shrinks. At a place now where I have to hold my son back. So we went in on Monday and we killed it. I mean, we worked out everything. And we got after it. Now, and understand this, 5-6 days before that, we're on the incline press, and I said, okay, look, son, you did 100 last time, 100 pound dumbbells for 8 or 9. Let's do 105. So he grabs the 105, so he does a set of 4, and they were kind of a shaky set of 4. And so we come in, so, you know, 5 days later or so, and what we do is we grab the 105s again. And what does he do this time? He does a set of 8. He's like, man, Dad, I feel great. Okay, but let's get after it today. And, you know, a lot of times I wait and see how things are going to go with that first rep or with that first set of whatever exercise that we're doing or in the warm-up, depending. Like for squats, we do a good warm-up, and I want to see how things are going. I want to make sure the knees are nice and loose. I want to make sure there's plenty of energy. You know, I mean, if he's throwing a 20-pound ball around and it's heavy, then we're probably not going to be able to go real long today. And so he comes in, I feel great, okay, great, grab the 105s. He does a set of 8 without any spot. And I'm doing essentially a straight arm lateral or a straight arm frontal shoulder raise in helping in spotting him. So I've got my hands right under his, you know, about where the weight is. And I'm just assisting in keeping it straight and going up with it. And just for like 3 inches. And so he did essentially ninth one almost totally by himself. So he went from 4 to 8.5 in 5 days, 6 days, with 105 pounds. How does that happen? The body had a chance to recover. And so part of the reason your workouts are so miserable is you're doing them too often. Through the show, I get a thing that says, you're no longer connected. And so I don't know how long the dead air is going to be on there, and so I may end up having to redo this whole episode. I have no idea, but when I clicked onto a blog tonight, everything was super slow. It took me 15, 20 minutes just to get on and actually type everything in and because it just was so slow in doing anything. So I don't know what's up with the website tonight, but something is. But here's the thing, back to what essentially I was attempting to say, I don't really even know where it left off at. So 5-6 days ago, my son does 105 for a set of 4, and it's shaky, it's tough for him to do it. We go in on Monday, and he does 105 for a set of 8.5. I help him just a little bit with the 9th rep, keeping it straight, helping him up with it just a little bit, just enough for him to press it. And I get them through that sticking point, boom, it's gone. And how did that happen? Why did that happen? Because he actually had time to recover at that point. And that's what you need if you're going in and you're working out hard. Now, understand, hard does not mean you're sore to the point where you're uncomfortable. We don't need to do that, because what will happen is, here's all we have to do. We go and work out enough to where we can feel it the next day. We know we did something. But we can, our activities, you know, we can sit in the car and actually get out of it. We can sit at the desk and actually get out of the chair with like, oh, man, I can't be this sore. We don't need that, because in 2 weeks, we'll be able to do more than we're doing today with even less soreness. Because what we're going to do is we're just going to space our workouts far enough apart where we actually have a chance to recover. And when we feel what it is that we gain from the pre there. Now, what'll happen is sometimes you'll guess wrong. You'll work out, you know, you'll do your upper body, then you'll go in, you know, a couple days later and you'll do your lower body, then you'll come back a couple days later and you'll do your upper body again. And maybe, you know, maybe you're just out of gas, you know, maybe you weren't sleeping good. Maybe there's a lot of stress, so things just aren't happening the way they should. Your body just isn't making the adjustment real fast yet. That's okay. It will. It's designed to. And so what you do is, okay, I'm not going to do a heavy workout this time. I'll do a light stuff. I might even just do a quick circuit. You know, run through 10, 15 minutes. You know, get this a little bit, but I'm not going to be intense. I'm not going to go to failure for, you know, 10, 12 sets. I'm going to go to 75, 80%. I'm going to back off. I'm going to do another set, you know, a couple minutes. And if I feel, you know, if I'm really feeling tired, I just say, nah, I'll do it later. I'll do another one in a couple days. And then what you do is burn your body. But to go in every time and you're sore and you're miserable and you're dreading it, we got to change some stuff. That's what we got to do. We got to do so you'll actually enjoy. You know, if you're in a spot tree where you can spend your time outside, you like to do that, then do all your stuff outside. You see all that stuff where they're doing like yoga on their mat on a rock overlooking this, you know, wonderful ocean or looking at this beautiful sunset or whatever. You know why they're doing that? Because it brings them joy. It makes them happy. It's peaceful. It's serene. It gives them energy. I mean, whatever it is, they're just, you know, it's perfect temperature, perfect setting, perfect everything. I'm digging this. And they look forward to that. It's peaceful. It cleanses the mind, whatever the case is. They breathe deep, so their body gets cleansed of some stuff. They get the blood flowing, and it loosens everything up and gets the junk out. But it brings a level of happiness to them because they're not going so hard, and they're not doing it so often. And if you want to work out every day, then start slow. Start at 5 minutes. Go to 7 minutes. Go to 9 minutes. And then if you're sore after that, then back off and go back down to 7 minutes. And then go to 8 minutes, and then go to 9 minutes, and then go back down to 7 minutes, and then go to 9 minutes, and then to 11 minutes. But the idea is we'll get to 30, we'll get to 40, but we don't need to be so sore for a month that we can't hardly walk. We don't need that. We got nobody to impress. We got, you know, our paychecks are not on the line. And we eat better, and we feel better, and it's bringing all the results that we want. That's why we're doing it. And so some of these other things, they fall off. Maybe we don't eat so much junk food. Why is that? It's not bringing us the results we want. You know, we kind of want to lose the weight. We kind of want to feel a little better. You know, we found a couple foods. We eat them. We feel better. So we eat that a little bit more often. We eat the other stuff a little less often. And so we're not making these enormous changes, whether it's diet or exercise. We add a salad. We add a little bit of fruit. We add a little bit of exercise. And we feel good. And if we start to feel tired, then we back off. We take an extra day off. And the next workout, a little bit lighter. And then the next time we go and we feel good, we get after it. And we see what it really feels like to work out when we feel good and we're rested. That's awesome. Another thing that I do is I take different muscles and I start off my workout with that. You know, oftentimes because biceps are used in multiple things, we want to work the back out first. Well, you know, we'll work the back out first, and we'll do biceps. Well, sometimes I just do a workout where I'll do triceps and then biceps. Push and pull. I use push pull a lot because they complement each other. And then when I go and I do the second set of things, So I did a tricep and I did a bicep movement. Then I go and I do another tricep movement and I do another bicep movement. What the thing is the other muscle, the antagonist muscle. So when I do a curl, my tricep stops that curl from going too far. Well, when that tricep is tired, it doesn't get involved as much. It's more bicep. I do a second set, or I do a second exercise with three sets. So I do a set of tricep for three sets. You know, I might go 20, 15, 10 on the dips. Or I might go 15, 15, 15 on the dips. And then I'll go and I'll do some preacher curls. Okay, great. I feel good. Then I lay down and I do some diamond push-ups or some real close grip push-ups. Or I make a diamond shape with my hand and I start doing push-ups. Then after that, I go over and I do alternating dumbbell curls. And now it's just more of the weight is going on the muscle of focus. And that's what I do. And I do that with my son. But I want to see. You know, I want an idea of what it looks like. And I can do that. There's no rule that says I can't do it. I don't have a competition next week. I can enjoy my workout. Now, I want to move a little slower this week. So I move a little slower. Now, I want to bust through this workout. So I bust through it. And I give it everything I got. Yeah, this one, I just kind of, you know, I want to take a few minutes between sets and yak with a couple other guys. I'm not a professional athlete. I'm not trying to be one. And so I enjoy myself. I enjoy the workout. You know, I slow things down sometimes. Other times, it's just ugly and I get after it. And that's okay. That's all good. Because I enjoy it. It's great because I'll stick with it. And I look forward to getting there. And that's a wonderful, positive thing. Do not look at your workout as this loathsome, terrible, horrible thing that you have to do every day or else. And so, look, if you're looking for some help in this and you're looking for some help in you know, what kind of routine can I do? Can I do a routine with no weights? What about when I'm traveling? You know, I'd like to do some traveling and I want to do a little bit of working out, but I can't drag barbells and dumbbells and whatever else with me. You got something for that? Yeah, I do. I do. In fact, it'll be posted pretty soon, and I'll start posting some other things beside me and my son working out and some of that stuff. But understand, guys, we can have some fun. We can enjoy what we're doing, and we can actually like working out. What a concept. What a concept. And so do that. Hey, go check me out at deathofdiets.com. If you got any questions, hit me up, info@deathofdiets.com. I love answering the questions and doing all that stuff and bringing a mindset to working out. That's awesome. It's fun. And I don't have to work so hard. My brain's not fried. I'm not fried. I'm not overtrained. I'm having a good time. But hey, you know what? My time is about up. And Will Smith, man, you know what? Thanks for stopping by, Will, and getting me out of here. And so thanks a lot, guys, for listening in, and I'll talk to you real soon. And look on the website. Look forward to that in the next day or two. That is going to be coming out. Those exercise videos are going to be coming out, and check us out. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Bring it. What? On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor, bro, I know you.